I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, members of the Trump administration examine Alcatraz Island for possible prison reopening, and NCAI responds to President Trump's call for the Washington football team to revert back to its R-word name. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. After floating the idea of reopening a shuttered federal prison on Alcatraz Island in California, President Trump tasked two of his cabinet members to see it for themselves last week. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, Trump's agenda is at odds with efforts in recent decades to honor the site's indigenous history. The clawback of federal funding to public media could hit rural radio stations especially hard. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports, stations big and small are sounding the alarm. And a leader in Native media says tribal stations could be the first to go dark. The National Congress of American Indians says it opposes any effort to revive, quote, racist mascots that demean indigenous communities. The organization is responding to President Trump's call for the professional Washington Commanders football team to revert to its former name, the Washington R-word. In a statement Monday, NCAI said since 1950, its priorities have included eradicating Native-themed mascots. NCAI says Indian country has repeatedly come together to condemn the unsanctioned use of Native mascots, contrary to any assertions by the president that Native Americans want the name back. Trump threatened to restrict a stadium deal for the Washington team if they don't go back to the name. The White House told reporters Monday when questioned about the comments that the president was serious and wants to see the name of that team changed. Trump posted the comments on his social media site Sunday and also said he wants the professional Cleveland Guardians baseball team to revert back to its Native-themed name. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.